Hi, thank you very much. I'm going to report today on a three-year study comparing the performance of a couple of mite-resistant stocks of honeybees. This is a study done in cooperation with Alabama beekeepers. So it goes without saying that varroa mites are the most serious threat worldwide to honeybees. And of course, if that is the case, management of varroa mites is vital to the continued important role of honeybees as crop pollinators. And one of the tools for varroa management that is important is the availability of genetically resistant stock that's economically useful and reliable. U.S. research has generated three honeybee stocks that have documented varroa resistance: Minnesota Hygienic, Russian, and VSH. VSH used to be known as SMR for suppressed mite reproduction, but as the mechanism for resistance became better understood, they changed the names, and that's VSH. And our study involves the latter two stocks here. Our objectives were to define the relative need for mite treatments of the Russian and VSH stock compared to an unselected stock, and to compare some other apicultural characteristics among the stocks, including especially honey production. This study did extend the information on the utility of Russian and VSH bees in non-migratory beekeeping operations. Go through the methodology here. Again, we did this study in which we had beekeepers produce and manage our experimental colonies for us. So talk about the queens a little bit first. We provided the queens by way of commercial sources, or USDA produced the queens. All of our queens were pure stock queens throughout the study for the different stocks, except for the first year for VSH, in which we used hybrids. Some further explanation of how we set this up. Our goal was to start with 60 to 75 colonies per stock each year to study, and we provided queens in the spring to the beekeepers so they could produce these colonies. Queens were introduced in the queenless colony divisions in April, and we provided new queens each year of the study for colonies that did not still have the original queen. We provided queens were marked and their wings were clipped to replace dead colonies and for new cooperators. We had anywhere from 8 cooperators in a year to 11, and they were from all over Alabama. Their operations ranged from pretty small, 20 or 30 colonies, to several hundred, maybe small commercial operations like that. We check the status of the queens every 6 months, around the time that you would check in for varroa presence and get estimates of varroa infestation. And we also kept up with longevity of the queens. For varroa estimates, we measured infestations twice a year, about the time that you would make acaricide treatments, if you were going to do that. And we did that by asking the beekeepers, and we helped with this, to provide us with worker samples, which we agitated in a detergent solution to remove the mites, count the mites and the bees to get infestation levels. We also used treatment thresholds during this study. We asked our beekeepers if they got above a certain threshold to treat the colonies, the experimental colonies. We use threshold levels that were consistent with what's recommended in the southeastern U.S. For trachea mites, we got small, older worker samples in late fall, which is a typical kind of sample you would check, and dissected bees in the samples to get our check for threshold levels. Honey production, we tried to get honey production for as many pure stock colonies as we could throughout the study. Mainly would have been in 2005 and 2006. We also asked our beekeepers to fill out a survey where they rated some other apicultural characteristics on a scale to get some more information concerning the performance of these different stocks. Our statistical analyses were fairly straightforward. Our basic design was a randomized complete block ANOVA with stocks as treatments and blocks. The beekeepers were the blocks. Compared infestation levels for both tracheal and varroa mites. We also were interested in the relative percentages of colonies that reached treatment thresholds among the different stocks. So we looked at that and compared that using chi-square analysis. And also queen longevity and beekeeper ratings with ANOVA. Now this first slide is kind of an overview of the varroa information. I'll go through this and I'll show you a few graphs pretty quickly. Initial infestations were low for the study at the beginning. They increased steadily. And in addition, our BSH infestations were significantly lower than the control throughout the study. Russians were similar to BSH, but became intermediate between the two other stocks in the latter stages of the study. And our percent colonies needing treatment reflected infestation levels. You can see overall our infestation percentage of colonies needing treatment. These graphs, I've just got four graphs I'll show you, and these aren't across time. This is for particular time period and simply shows the infestation levels of the different individual colonies. So each point is an individual colony. This is the beginning of the study. And as you can see, most of them are very low starting out. And a steady increase through the study, and you can see what I've mentioned already concerning lower numbers of VSH needing treatment than controls. And follow it on through. I've just got graphs for the fall. We, of course, looked at it in the spring, too. And same patterns all the way through the end of this study. Trachea mice infestation levels were very low for all the stocks. They were particularly low for the Russian stock, which was selected for trachea mite resistance, so that's not really very surprising. Honey production was similar for the three different stocks, a little bit lower than for the state average. Queen survival was also similar, not statistically different. Supersedure rates, beekeepers thought they were higher than normal, but I'm not sure whether that's really true or not, given that we were checking queens regularly and people don't ordinarily check for queens, presence of queens regularly as we did here. Our beekeeper perceptions, our beekeepers also pretty much perceive these stocks as similar, except for varroa resistance, where they rated the resistant stocks higher. Not really very surprising there, but otherwise they rated the stocks very similar. So in conclusion, our resistant stocks did perform relatively well in resisting varroa infestation. Our VSH colonies required about half of the treatments that the Russians did and less than a third that of the control stocks. Honey production was similar. Other apicultural characteristics were similar, indicating that the resistant stocks are at least as adequate as the control stock with respect to general beekeeping characteristics. Our data do demonstrate the usefulness of resistant stocks in reducing the need for varroa treatments in these small-scale stationary honey production operations that were represented in this study. And an interesting future question would be worth investigating, look at Russian and VSH stocks in different kind of situations where varroa levels are higher and see if they perform as well. And with that, I am done. Thank you very much. Some of our beekeeper cooperators there, by the way. Thank you. Questions? Yes, sir.
Did the beekeepers know which stocks they had and which queens were full on which line?
Yes. Line? Yes, they did. And of course, their perception of resistance was probably influenced by the way the study had to be done, and not the other characteristics necessarily. But they did know. Yes. Yes, sir.
Do you have an idea about the mechanism of malaria resistance?
Well, VSH resistance, my understanding is it's sort of a specialized form of hygiene where the honeybees can open up brood cells and remove the mites in some cases and can recognize that. There may be some newer or more detailed information than I can provide, that somebody here can provide beyond what I know. I think the Minnesota Hygienic have this just a general hygienic behavior which confers some moderate resistance to varroa. Yes, sir.
Do you have some data comparing the stock to the chemical control?
We didn't do that in this study. There are studies around. I don't know. Not sure how you would design it to compare them in the same study necessarily, but I know there are studies that have tried to, for example, see if you could manage varroa effectively without chemicals by using a combination of resistant stock and some other methods, and in some cases it appears you can do that. Yes, sir.
Is it easy to select and maintain highly sensitive stocks?
Well, my understanding, I believe the genetic mechanism is additive, and so when you hybridize, you lose roughly half of the resistance. You have to continually infuse your operation with new stock.
I was talking about the susceptible stock. Is it easy to maintain stock with high susceptibilities to use this compared with your Russian and perhaps
You mean to without treatment? I'm not sure.
The bees you used as your controls, your susceptible bees, is it difficult to maintain that stock as highly susceptible, or do you have to work on
that? It was a typical commercial stock that had never been selected for genetic resistance to varroa.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.